Braden Burks.
Man, it means a lot. Like you said, for the seniors, I play hard because, you know, I have guys behind me like Riley Johnson and Jake Hunter, Big John, you know, guys who won't be back next year. So you never know when their last game is, and I never know what my last game is. Just playing hard for them.
Braden, your story has been incredible. You're coming in as a local kid, coming in as a huge East Carolina fan. Your dad playing with Coach, how big is college just like for you? Like, your inner kid, like, grew up watching this team. Here you are, being one of the key reasons this team.
I just thank Coach Galvin. I mean, just for honestly just giving me a shot, nobody else would. It just means a lot that, you know, he's given me the opportunity to, and just to, he's put me in these positions because he believes in me, and that just means the world to me.
Hey, we'll go to Steven Igo, please.
Braden, starting off the game, you know Lombardi's obviously a tough guy, but you get the hit, the home run from Jack. Just how much did that give you energy right away and kind of that belief that I'm sure you guys have, but just kind of reinforced it?
I mean, it's just huge starting the game off with a two-run jack. I mean, that's big. I was just obviously just trying to get on base and knowing that I have great hitters behind me, and Jack's able to get a swing off, which was big momentum to start the game like that.
And then you and Sean, obviously as freshmen, Sean Stebbins did probably the biggest start of his career. Just what was it like to see him succeed on a day where I'm sure he was, energized, ready to go?
I mean, it's huge. I know when I look down at the end of the dugout, and, you know, he's just not talking to anybody. He's locked in. I don't say a word to him. I just let him keep doing his thing.
And we'll go to Dugan Lloyd, please.
Hey, Braden. So Riley was telling us about the Survive and Advance motto you guys have been talking about all week. Obviously, you've had a pretty good week yourself. Just curious what that motto has meant to you as you guys try to keep the season going.
Just one game, one AB, one pitch at a time. Like you said, you just can't take anything for granted because we never know. Never know that if we're going out in two or if we're winning the whole thing. So just taking one game at a time and, you know, just winning that one and then moving on to the next one.
Any other questions for Braden? Ken Bertolo, please.
Braden, one of the comments that the broadcast team made today, which is probably pretty correct, that sometimes when you're the second team out of a conference coming into the tournament or the tournament winner that people might not have expected to win the tournament and you get that bid, you're going to go into a regional as a fourth seed. But they made the comment that this team right here could be one of the most dangerous four seeds in all the regionals anywhere. Why is ECU, or why could ECU be one of the most dangerous four seeds because of the way you're playing right now?
I mean, if we just play like we did this weekend, I think we can very well just be anybody in the country, whether it's, you know, the top dogs or if it's a four seed. I mean, we're just going in with a lot of confidence, and we're gonna just play our brand of baseball.
Braden, congratulations. Thanks so much for your time today and this week.
Thank you.